Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy here with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thanks for listening in to today's podcast. Today I'm going to give you 8 ways that you can improve your speaking platform, okay? To open doors to more speaking engagements, build a stronger speaking platform. The more credibility and visibility you have, the more doors will open for you, leading to more and more opportunities and a fully booked schedule every year. Now, there's an easy way and a hard way to do everything. And for speakers, the easy way is to set yourself up as the expert in your field, build a platform first, do marketing, and show the world that you indeed can walk your talk. Searching out speaking opportunities before setting yourself up as the expert in your field can cause a lot of frustration and an empty pocketbook. Fixing the situation often means starting all the way back at the beginning, so you might as well start there. Now, how much effort you put in to building your platform should match how serious you are about speaking. I would really recommend several hours a day, and if you're trying to build a full-time speaking business like any other business, I would recommend working at it all day. I'm going to give you 8 ways, just 8, kind of to help you start strengthening your platform. They're not really in any particular order. Tackle these so you can go out and seek opportunities with more confidence and with a higher chance of getting booked. Okay? So the first one I want to mention is your website. Very, very important. I want you to build a simple website. Okay? It doesn't have to be perfect to start, but just start, and you know you can tweak as you go. And I don't want you to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on having a website designed either. I mean, you can hire someone to build just a simple yet elegant site that is in your budget. You only need a few important pages and the right ingredients on your website to set yourself up. And I actually wrote a post about the speaker's website on my blog. If you do visit Charlie Jane, that's Charlie with an I.com, you will find one on there called the speaker's website. That might help out as well. And it's important to capture your visitor's name on your website, their name and email, by offering them something free and valuable, because your list is one of your greatest assets. I know I say that a lot, and I'm going to say it again. Your list is one of your greatest assets. So make sure you have a way to capture their name and email. The second one, niche yourself. All right? I want you to become known for something. Focus in tight on your market and find that specialized group that you can connect with. Because the more specialized you are, the more opportunities you're going to have. Now, I know this tip can be really tough, especially when you're just starting out, because you feel that you just need to have many areas and be available to everyone. You don't. Okay? Just pick one. Pick one or two. You know, be happy and confident with it and just go for it. And then I want you to give yourself a tagline. Maybe like, for example, the queen of landing pages or the swinging salesman expert. Use your imagination and coin yourself. You can also go with simplicity, you know, if it makes you feel better, like large organizational leadership expert or the millennial mindset expert. Just tag yourself as something that fits your specialty. And the third one, blog it. Blog. Okay, your blog needs to be updated frequently. You should be writing blog posts and adding them to your website, sharing them with your list, tweeting them, putting them out there on all your social platforms, minimum once a week. Put your talent and knowledge out there and post articles that are helpful to your audience. You know, you can try like doing a top five of something or seven or 10, those kind of posts. And you could try like the how-to post. Once you put your thoughts on paper, just edit it, get it out there. And if you need help editing, just let me know, because I have a great referral, somebody that can help you edit your blog posts. The fourth one is know your audience. Very important. You build credibility and connection when you are in sync with exactly what your audience needs and wants. If you're not really in tune with them, it really is going to be a long time struggle. And, you know, you're going to struggle getting booked on a regular basis, you know, or asked to return. So do your homework. The fifth one, create a killer one sheet. Okay, got to have that one sheet, guys. A one sheet is your number one marketing tool along with your demo video. When, you know, when trying to book speakers, I get asked a lot for their speaker one sheet. And many times, my reply, they don't have one. And it's not a response I like giving. If you don't have one, you get it done. You can go and get it done. Charlie Jane Speakers, if you go to our website, we do have where we design one sheets. You can go and check us out there. But wherever you do go and get it done, make sure that you get it on your website as a PDF. And, you know, tweet it out, share it, anywhere you can share it. The sixth one, write a book, ebook, create some information products. Create an online program or workshops or mastermind groups. You know, and to stay in sync with your title you have given yourself, create a signature program and create your books and workshops and online classes and courses around this signature program. The seventh one, speak for free if you're a beginner. I know, you did not want to hear that. But being brand new, I recommend speaking for free if it's feasible and it's not going to break you. If you're just starting, speak for free in your local area to build your client list. This helps build your platform. Get testimonials, videos, audios, transcripts. This helps build your platform. And plus, you are getting great experience, you know, and possibly opening the door to additional opportunities. And doing this, you know, gives you more credibility, gives you more exposure. I mean, there's just a ton of advantages to doing this. And this is how platforms start. On a side note for this one, though, I will say, do not pay to go and speak. Do not pay the registration fee. And if they ask a speaker to pay a registration fee to come in and to speak to their audience, I would just run the other way. It's not up to you, and you should not have to pay the registration fee to get into the conference when you're going to be speaking to their audience. So other than that, if they just want you to come in and speak for free and it's feasible, I do recommend it, especially when you are new. Just don't pay the registration fee. Okay. The eighth one, set up your social media platforms to be branded. Your social pages should match your website and your message. Use the same images and messages so that your fans and buyers are seeing consistency, okay? And then they can trust that you'll be consistent on the stage as well. They want to see that consistency. Build trust and people will remember you. Work the social media circuit. Get in front of the audience. Get in front of your audience. Write posts. Share, like, follow. Just be interactive and very helpful. And do not constantly be selling. Please do not constantly be selling. You can share and send people to your free giveaway. It's just really, it's about relationship building. Slow down and take the time to do this. You will be amazed. These top eight really is just a starting point. It's just a handful of ways that you can strengthen your speaking platform. And, you know, with a stronger platform, you're just going to get more speaking engagements. And the more engagements you get, the more testimonials, the more videos, the more fans you're going to have. That's how people will seek you out and make it easier for you to get booked for speaking engagements. Hopefully this was helpful, and I thank you for listening in to this podcast.